totally up to the Democrats. This is, the ball is in their court. There is a bill sitting at the desk in the Senate right now. We could pick it up today and pass it, that has been passed by the House, that will be signed into law by the president to keep the government open.
There you have it. John Thune yesterday saying, we're ready to go, trying to point fingers at the Democrats. We got Ryan Schmelz on the phone right now from Fox News Radio. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I guess if they don't get this figured out in this meeting today, Washington goes dark, correct?
Yeah, well, pretty much, I think if this meeting, they don't figure out this meeting today, the chances of a government shutdown are very, 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 very likely.
Yeah.
There could be an anomaly where you have this vote on a motion to proceed on the bill that Leader Thune was just alluding to there that would avoid a government shutdown. You know, it needs 60 votes. You know, there could be some Democrats who decide, you know what, we got a good deal on the table. It's not that bad. Let's avoid a shutdown, and they might vote to proceed. But hey, that's going to be a highly unlikely thing to happen because you're going to need upwards of 9 or so Democrats to be willing to do that, and they just simply, so far, only one said that they are willing to do it.
Wow. So, no way, the Republicans have 53. Would they just need 7?
Well, you have Rand Paul as a no, and okay. Lisa Murkowski voted no last time. So you had John Fetterman, that gets you up to 52. So right then you need 8 more after that. So
wow.
It's the math is a little rough. Now, I think Murkowski could be somebody who's willing to flip, but it's going to be hard to get Rand Paul to a yes on that.
Well, it's just a continuing resolution, right? Basically?
Pretty much. It actually does spend a little bit more money because there's a funding in there, $2 million for member security, lawmakers, President Trump's cabinet, as well as the judicial branch. But besides that, it's pretty much, it's a clean extension of government funding. And that's why you hear Republicans make the argument that they feel this is actually a pretty good deal. So why not just take it?
What are the main points that the Democrats are trying to fight on? Everyone hears the Medicaid argument. They want the money to still go to illegals, and they want those Obama incentives or the gap funding that the Obama tax credits or whatever they were, they want that reinstated. And the Republicans spent a lot of time on DOGE to clean up a lot of those deficit problems, right?
Yeah, and so pretty much health care is what the Democrats have latched onto as the main debate point. They want these Obamacare subsidies, the tax credits that are expiring at the end of the year to be included in this package. And Republicans have pushed back and said, well, no, we think that's something that should be decided separate from a government funding package and to be reformed in at least some capacity. So it's something that Republicans are interested in. We've definitely talked to a number of them who want to see these incentives at least extended in some regard. But at the same time, the Republicans haven't been willing to budge on putting it into a government funding package. And so that's where the hang-up's been.
Yeah. And now, when is the deadline? Is it tomorrow night at midnight?
Tomorrow at midnight, yep. So Wednesday at 12:00:00:00:01.
And the essentials, they always say, oh, it's going to affect Social Security. Most of the essential programs continue, correct? So your
correct.
Social Security checks still go out. The Medicaid payments still continue to go to hospitals and medical groups. The big things are the kind of the non-emergency stuff, right? State parks federal parks, right? Federal parks will shut
down. Yeah, well, employees are going to probably miss some paychecks here and there, which can be a major problem with rent payments being due coming up soon. But I think the big one usually is that if this drags on for a while, sometimes TSA can start being affected, and that has a ripple effect where everyone can have a headache from that if your TSA is ever short-staffed or anything, honestly.
Military not impacted,
is
right?
Is it TSA impacted because of people who are contract employees? Is that the reason?
Well, they start missing their paychecks. Some of them start getting full load. So it's pretty much, the air traffic and kind of the securities that you see at the airport are going to become more challenging. So that's probably the big one to watch for early on. But there's some other ones, too. But in the meantime, yes, it's not going to be a major, skyrocketing of change at first. But it's when these things start to drag on when they become a huge problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm not asking you to to go too far outside of your bounds as a reporter here, but in the past, this always seems to have been hung politically on the Republicans for shutting down government. I guess they're hedging their bets that they've got the upper hand this time.
There is a level of confidence in this one that Republicans feel that this could be the first one, in their words, to be blamed solely on the Democrats. And Republicans have kind of unified around this messaging, calling it the Schumer shutdown. So Republicans certainly do believe that this is going to be something that comes back on Democrats if they refuse to take the offer on the table, which they think is a very good offer. But obviously, things could change in this meeting today. We'll see.
In the meantime, nobody's talking about Epstein or maybe even Comey right now.
Yeah. Well, they need to keep the government open if they want to vote on the Epstein file stuff. So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, have a good one, Mark. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. Yeah.
Always good. St. Louisan, too, by the way.
He's from here
in St. Louis.
He is.
If you want to go up to the Arch, this may be your best chance in the next month. Do it in the next couple of days if you feel like going to the Federal Park downtown.
I think they'll buckle. I mean, Schumer took a lot of heat for it last time. I think that's why he doesn't want to do it this time.
Let's have a bourbon bet on that one.
It's
shutting down.
You think it's shutting down?
I think it's shutting down.
All right. Yep. We'll see. We'll toast Wednesday morning one
there
way or the
go.
Other.
All right.
I got some desk bourbon in there. Trust me. Okay. We'll get that taken care of. Coming up, Tommy Ackerman in studio on the Mizzou versus Alabama in 2 weeks. Stay tuned.